John Thibodeau at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Maybelline. A charge to you if you were able to come up with the correct answer. Perhaps you did and didn't let us know, so make sure you give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I think Alan Sherman is about to... Oh, there he is. He's about to come by.
Plan ahead, plan ahead. That's what the wise man said. Success is hard to win, but you can win it if you do a lot of thinking in advance and make the necessary preparations and don't leave everything to be crowded into the very last minute. Plan ahead, in advance, don't leave a thing to chance. And if you want to wind up rich and famous, just be careful and meticulous in everything you do, and just make sure your work is not slipshod or sloppy or negligent, or else people will go around saying you are an ignoramus. So insist on absolute perfection and do all your things perfectly. If you strive day and night, in a long time you might be almost as perfect as me. As I. For the toughest things in life are never easy. Where's the next part of the music? Who's got the next part of the music?
I got it.
Oh, thanks.
Plan ahead,
do what the wise man said.
Said so.
Just remember, in 1,000 years we'll all be dead. So plan ahead. Oh, the wise man's dead, but before he died he said, plan ahead.
Alan, that's it, Alan. Alan,
ahead.
Alan, we're done. Alan Sherman at the Saturday Light Brigade from 1967. Coming up, we have a story from the WQED Writers Contest. It's called Jake's Dream Job. And not surprisingly, it's written by a boy named Jacob, who is in second grade. The Soundhound is also coming up, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slvradio.org/radio. It is time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. It's called Drake's Dream Job.
Hi, my name is Jacob. I'm 8 years old. I live in Bethel Park. My name of my story is Jake's Dream Job. Jake was a laid-back kind of kid. He liked peanut butter sandwiches, no jelly, thank you. He liked plain spaghetti and vanilla ice cream. He liked watching squirrels run around and playing with his dog. He really liked laying in the hammock and daydreaming. But grown-ups were always asking Jake heavy questions. What did he want to be when he grew up? Jake didn't have a clue. One nice sunny day, Jake was in the hammock looking at birds making a nest. They didn't have to worry about what they wanted to do when they grew up. The warm sun made Jake sleepy. I really like science a lot. I like to build things. I love to build robots. Is there such a job as a robot builder? Jake was also very good at math and he liked computers. Astronauts and bridge builders use math and computers. But I don't like heights, thought Jake. Jake was dreaming about social studies. He thought about faraway places. I could work in a big museum, but I'd rather go places than be in a big building all day. Jake loved animals, art, and reading books. He especially liked to read about dogs and monkeys. Maybe he could be an author and write about a dog and a monkey who were friends. But would everyone like to read the same stories as me? Jake's head was swirling with ideas about different jobs. Stop, stop! All of a sudden, Jake was on the ground and his hammock had tipped over. Wait a minute. Maybe I do have a clue about what I want to be when I grow up. I could be a teacher. They do all of the things I like every day. Teachers use computers and build robots. They use art and math. They read all the new books. And they can bring peanut butter sandwiches for lunch. Teachers can do everything they love and teach other people how to learn what they need to do for their dream jobs, too. Yes, being a teacher sounds like a perfect job for me.
Jacob, with some career exploration, Jake's dream job. Part of this year's award-winning WQED Writers Contest stories, we'll have one at 10 o'clock called My Future by first grader Sophia. The Sound Hound is coming up in a moment.
I got too much stuff. I've got way more shoes than it's possible to use. I got too much stuff. I've got a myriad of devices and way too many vices. I've got no recollection of ever starting this collection, and I guess my innate curiosity combined with sheer fastidiosity reached escape velocity, determining my ultimate direction. Upon reflection, I can't ignore my obvious predilection for too much stuff. I've got multiple containers full of colanders and strainers. I got too much stuff. I've got various vessels filled with mortars and pestles. It's a real mess, I'll tell you. I probably started as a child collecting bottle caps and stands. Gradually over time, grew to keyboards, guitars, and amps. I never saw myself as a hoarder with an order disorder, but after the court order, I concluded I was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronicle, storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production stills from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prized signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone, or maybe Davy Crockett, plus this gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties and mementos and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. filled to the brim with packages of Slim Jims. I got too much stuff. I'm stacked to the rafters with glasses from Lens Crafters. I try not to grumble, but my life's an absolute jumble. I take one step in any direction and I stumble. I need to minimize and reorganize and downsize and revise and optimize and prioritize everything that implies. I got too much stuff. I've got 62 cases of marshmallow fluff. I got too much stuff. And believe me, that's way, way more than enough. I'm stuffed to the gills with hammers and drills and posters and pamphlets and flyers and handbills. I can't help but categorize, classify, and collate by color and size, by texture and weight. I pray for recovery, but it's probably too late. I got too much stuff.
That's Dean Friedman at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you relate? I certainly do. The Sound Hound is here and is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Is it warm where you are? I've been kind of curious. The high today is forecast to be 90 degrees. It's already 76. Here's hoping you'll join us on the air. We're going to coax the sound hound, who's snoozing a little bit right now. He's resting up for his Saturday nap, which will be shortly after today's Sound Hound Puzzle.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Sound Hound is a great opportunity for kids and adults to play together here at the Saturday Light Brigade. As always, I have had a month, the month of May, where I've met a lot of brigadiers who have been part of our Saturday morning family since the very beginning, and it's been such a pleasure to run into so many people that have been with us for all these years. It's something I'm quite appreciative of. Thank you for being with us. Are you ready there, Sound Hound? Excellent. Let's see if we can get the sound away from you. Do you think you could? Come here. Come here. Attaboy. Attaboy. Got it. And here is what the Sound Hound found for today. 412-200-5975. Can you identify the sound? If you can, or if you would like to take a guess, the Sound Hound would be very happy to hear from you. Let's keep him hydrated. Important, given the weather for today. Thank you, Sound Hound. Feel free to guess now at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-SLB, RADIO. There it is, one last time. Good luck.
Some The sun is gonna rise and stay.
Is a group called the Barefoot Movement at the Saturday Light Brigade. Patrick, good morning. He is in Pittsburgh's South Park neighborhood and thinks our sound might be taking tape off of a roll. Not that. Brian, good morning. He thought it might be the sound of sandpaper. Tom also thinks it might be taking tape off of something, or on a hot day, the sound of crushed ice. Not that. Here is the sound again. 412-200-5975. John and Carrick thought it might be letting air out of a balloon. A correct answer from Tommy in Virginia and Bruce and Ingram and John and Addie in East Deer. Caden, hi Caden, thinks it might be shaking a hacky sack or a beanbag. It does sound like that. Annie thinks it might be flipping through a deck of cards. It sounds a little like that too, but neither of those is it. Annie just got the correct answer though in a subsequent text. 412-200-5975. Mrs. Pudge just got the correct answer. Good morning, Mrs. Pudge. And Turkey City Arn also knew what we were looking to. Or looking for. Stu and McCandless also got it, as did Linda in Collier. I think I'm up to date now. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB Radio. Here's the sound again. leave it open for another moment. 412-200-5975. Not twisting foil or opening a twist cap on a bottle. This one you either know right away or it's hard to even give you clues for this. It is a sound that sticks with you once you hear it. And what is it? It's the sound of Velcro, or hook and loop fastening systems, as the copyright or patent people would have us say. The sound of Velcro. Hear it now. Thank you, Soundhound. Good job. And we'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 20 minutes.
And this is a towboat song called Long Hot Summer Days. And Doc Cullis called us from Chattanooga this morning and said he had a brand new baby boy named Zachary Hartford Cullis. So we'll send this out to him. Some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tied off of them jolly and leaving lines on them long hot summer days. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Fan on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Today it'll be chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on them long hot summer days. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Beardstown, when we come down yesterday, I'm gonna get off town down at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat a making up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade. Here's Lyle Lovett from his new album, The 12th of June.
A bus took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought everything was on the square. The bus tried to pull the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Hey, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold, I'll set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said,
"Your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
Let your tongue turn. If I've easy to learn, if I've coppers on the walk. If I've sounds like double talk. If I've if way, if pop, you do it all day. If the choir on the Copenhagen is worthwhile, then the if you have set the style. If you put a rack sack in your hole real tight, and if I guess you do all right. When you pocket up your lips and then you hold real tight. Let it go, it's bound to do all right. Come on, children. 1, 2, 3. Together, come on, follow me. If I want a sweet pie, want a bowl of soup, a bowl of soup, a piece of pie. Yes, yes.
Fats Waller, born today in 1904. Happy birthday to Fats. This is the first of two we'll play from him. So many songs in such a short life.
Yes, if I've coppers on the wall, if yeah, sound like coppers. Yes, if try, do it all day. And the choir on the Copenhagen is worthwhile. If you set the style, and boom, 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 you step out and get the rapscap on the rear. Well, on the meat bucket, why, man, well, all right, man, fuck up your lips. Let it go. Bound to do all right. Come on, children, sign it. Okay, sign it, oh, well, forget it. Skip it.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From there down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get them? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gun boots. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. You got me walking, talking, and squawking, 'cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy.
Happy birthday, the anniversary of the birth of Fats Waller. Born 100...
Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
18 years ago, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indy Community Radio, Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio, all available on your audio device of choice.
Stop the wheel, no matter how hard we try. You can build a castle, but it crumbles to a cave. Funny how a monument looks just like a grave. Don't know what you're holding when it's right there in your hand. No matter where you're going, where you've been, you might wind up with. Busy making plans, didn't even see it happen. Felt safe on solid ground, this is not where we were standing. Thought I was flying, I was falling to the ground. And when I hit, didn't even make a sound. You can build a castle that crumbles to a cave. Funny how like a grave. Don't know what you're holding, but it's right there in your hand. No matter where you're going, where you've been, you might wind up where you began. We'll be right back.
what you're holding when it's right there in your hand. No matter where you're going, where you've been, you might wind up where you began.
Green Ski Bluegrass, and a song called Monument from the album Stress Dreams. Our upfront puzzle is coming up. Get ready to play along this morning. We'll give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you can identify the one word that comes before the three that I'm about to give you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Really happy to have you along today. What a busy few weeks it's been. You might have had a prom in your household or a graduation. Or maybe this heat has been getting you down a little bit. No matter what your situation, we're glad you could rely on us to keep you company this Saturday morning. We are looking for the one word now that comes before these three: rug, back, and away. Rug, back, and away. One word can be placed before each of those three with perfect precision such that it fits. And if you know what that word is, here's hoping you'll call and let us know your thoughts. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Again, our three words are rug, back, and away. Good luck. One word comes before those.
Doctor, I feel so bad. This is is the worst day I've ever had. Happiness and misery, misery for a long time. If you will follow on the line, when you gotta put on your sailing shoes.
Sam Bush at the Saturday Light Brigade. A few correct answers coming in. We'll hear from Jim in Crafton Heights in just a moment. A few more clues. We're looking for the word that naturally comes before rug, back, and away. This word also comes before pillow and down. Oh, how nice. Good morning to John, who is in Halifax, Nova Scotia today. John, it's so nice to know you're there in Halifax, and I hope you're having a pleasant trip. Bill in Homer City got the correct answer. So did Tommy in Virginia. Mike and Mars also got it. Patrick in South Park came up with the correct answer. Tom and McCandless and John and Carrick got it, as did Bruce in Ingram. And now, may I introduce you to Jim, the Jim, in the Heights of Crafton. Good morning, Jim.
High atop the Heights of Crafton.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a lovely morning, too.
Yeah, it's nice and temperate and enjoyable. This is has been a good spring for our kitty cats, who are starting to partner. We've had some team building exercises for them, and they're finally starting to pay off. They're doing things together, which hadn't been happening for a while. You know, you get the...
Such as?
Well, you know, and only animal lovers, you know these things, especially cat lovers. One was actually sitting on a little bench looking out the window, maybe sitting 3 feet up, and the other one was sitting on the floor looking outside of the same window, as if they combined their fields of vision to form one, so that they could look out on the yard at bunnies and squirrels and groundhogs, and I think birds, and maybe even a few ants, too. That's good. Normally, they would fight over who got to sit in the high spot, but now they take turns. So, you know.
Oh, that's good.
You have to celebrate these little these little things.
Little small victories. Yeah, small victories.
Don't mind me. It's just thinking about the cat all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had said you could also include the word down, and
yes,
which made me think you could also include the word up.
Yes, you could. With very different meanings between between you're absolutely right. Some people are wondering why we're laughing, but once you reveal the answer, it'll be clear. Charlie just got it. He suggested out as in addition, plus down and up. What's the word we're looking for?
The word is throw.
Throw it is, and charge.
Like throw charge out to your gym. Back.
Throw out your back. Throw, throw down, throw pillow, throw rug, and throw up a ball into the air. Yes, that's what you meant.
Throw back, yes.
Yes, and throw back all those things. Are you heading out to do anything fun this weekend?
There's the Millvale Music Festival.
Oh, yes.
Happening. So I think then we need to check that out.
Yeah, there's a lot of great acts. That festival is really grown. That should be a bit of fun. I'm probably going to take a little nap today. I'm still recovering from our primary election polls duty. You know, Ricky and I, and Emil and Pam and good old Russ. Staffed the polls on Tuesday, and one of our precincts, the one adjacent to us, only had one poll worker, and we therefore decided to watch her try to do everything. No, we decided to help her, which of course we did. But boy, if you're interested in elections and in learning more about how they work, I would encourage you to volunteer to be a poll worker. They really could use lots of help. We were, is proselytizing the right word if you're looking for poll workers? I think we convinced a few people to join us. But it's an interesting day to spend doing that. And I think we're almost recovered. Long shifts.
Oh my God! I bet. Yeah, my mother used to work the poll out in Level Green.
Yeah, it's a long time. Somebody just suggested lay as an answer. Coming before those words, lay away, lay back. Doesn't quite work for rug, but that's a good alternative answer.
Mm-hmm.
At least for part of it. That's Rob in Seneca, PA. With that suggestion. Yeah, it's interesting. Some of the questions we were asked if we could provide a list of write-in candidates. Ricky was about to fetch the phone book saying, anybody in here, likely, or a dictionary. And then somebody said, how can I vote the straight ticket? And, you know, you can't really... Well, you can't do that these days easily anyway, but in a primary, that's kind of already been done for you to some extent. But
it's like playing 2-2-2 in the lottery straight in the box.
Yeah, you can't do both. Well, here's hoping you've got a good weekend ahead.
Oh, you too.
Thanks.
Get some rest.
Indeed. And a charge to you if you came up with throw, the word we're looking for.
Find a penny in your pocket and throw it in the wishing well. I heard dreams come true. There's something you can do to make your dreams come true. Throw a penny in the wishing well. You can polish them up, make them shiny from the bottom to top. You can polish them up.
Throw a penny in the wishing well.
Whoa. Take some penny,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Make them shiny new.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Throw them in the wishing well.
Watch your dreams come true.
Wishing well.
Push a penny, 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 push a penny.
Throw a
wishing well.
Take some penny, make them shiny and new. Pull them in the wishing well. Watch your dreams come true.
The Saturday Light Brigade and Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well from a great Canadian artist, Jennifer Casoy. And now Mary Chapin Carpenter, another great artist.
These are your instructions, should you choose to follow. Sit down with pen and paper, begin with something hollow. Like the last words he offered, the kind of explanation. We only take up space here, you do not need to say them. Open up the closet, find his winter coat there. Check inside the pockets, find the crumpled note there. It says milk and Sunday paper, and a heart smudged in blue. Fold it up and box it before you've time to think. Sundays are the hardest. Avoid familiar back roads. Erase the old phone numbers. Delete all the photos. Those you haven't heard from will come as no surprise. They made their calculation when they chose a side. These are your instructions. Become reclusive. Old friends say they miss you, but sleep becomes elusive. Fill up every journal, empty every shoebox. Burn the lists and letters. Sweep out all the old thoughts. Shake off all the covers. Throw every window open. Stand here in your bare feet. Welcome in the morning. These are your instructions. Grace has left you stranded. You are lost and wounded, bleeding and abandoned. Use a tourniquet for pressure. Let time do its healing. Say prayers for good measure when you think you've lost all feeling. Walk into the guest room, the last place he was sleeping. See the outline on the pillow, smooth it without weeping. One last final walkthrough, now move the bags and boxes from front porch onto back seat. Haul away the losses. These are your instructions. If you choose to follow, stop and take a big breath. Begin with something hollow.
What to keep and what to throw away. Mary Chapin Carpenter. From the album Ashes and Roses, a beautiful album. And Jennifer Casoy, Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well. A charge also to people playing along on Facebook. Beth McCarran, Debbie Tobin, Allison Lubomir, and Bonnie. Also, Kel and Bob out in Sewickley, all coming up with Throw, the word we were looking for. Charlie said you could also throw a kiss. Indeed, you can. And I mentioned Bill and Homer City before, and Tommy as other answers. It's birthday time now, and we begin with our pal Clark Ingram, who I hope has a radio nearby. Radio's Clark Ingram celebrates a special birthday today. Happy birthday, Clark. We love you. Happy birthday to Letitia as well from your family, and to Maeve of Canfield from Kate and Gerard, Richard from Martha, Jessica, and Nathan. Also today we have Mason of Charlotte, North Carolina for Mom, Dad, Taylor, and Caitlin, and Emma of North Oakland for Mom, Dad, and Eleanor. Tomorrow our birthdays include Sarah of Carrick, from Stacy, Mark, Henry, and Harrison, Jacob of Mount Lebanon, from Barb, Lou, Sam, Nicholas, Francesca, and Natalie, Kelly of West Homestead, from Ann and David, Fred of Collier, from wife Linda, and Sullivan from Amy, Ava, Juniper, and family. On May 23rd, we have Julia of Ligonier, Marilyn of Murraysville, Rita of Trafford, from Mary Jo, Brian, Elaine, Christopher, and Uncle Jim and Aunt Nicolette, and Olivia of Oakland, and Nate of West Homestead from Ben and family. On the 25th, we remember Brendan Foley on what would be his 41st birthday. Amy of O'Hara from Mike and John, and James of Carnegie. May 26th, we have Christian from Dana, Marty, and also Harris. Michael of Bear Rocks from Elizabeth and Jessica. Noah of Mount Lebanon. Kaylee May from Ken, Georgine, Connor, and Derek. Julia of Shady Side from Mom Abigail and Michael. Twins, Bryn and Jimmy of the North Side from Kyla, Liam, and your family. And finally, on May 27th, Claudia of West Falls from Stu is on our birthday list. We remember her birthday. And Ava of Crafton from Mom and Dad and Owen.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive a hand-delivered Saturday Light Brigade birthday card carried by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my place. Why don't you kick off your shoes and slow your pace? We heard that you were asking for more to eat. Well, grab yourself a plate and find yourself a seat. Hey! Jambalaya's on the stove, smell it as you walk in. Sing it with me now. The tater tots are back and we're hungry again. Everybody's smiling in a good mood. Ears full of music and a belly full of food. One fork, one spoon, one bowl. This flavor sends a melody to my soul. I got music to play all night and a mighty big appetite. Yeah, grab a napkin, get a plate, and let's go. In one big line, wearing our bibs and looking real fine. Steaming bowl of rice and a nice thick food. Ears full of music and a belly full of food. One fork, one spoon, one bowl. This flavor sends a melody to my soul. I got music to play all night. Get a plate and let's go. Oh, ain't nothing better than good people and good food. Let the stories and the smiles set the mood. All the crazy laughter never ends. Sit down as strangers, stand up as friends. Like a little trumpet in my dish. A little bit of sax is my next wish. All swooping and swinging on the slide trombone. Good food and friends make you feel like you're at home. One fork, one spoon, one bowl. This flavor sings a melody to my soul. Music to play all night and a mighty big appetite. Yeah, grab a napkin, get a plate, and let's go.
That's Ben Tater at the Saturday Light Brigade. Just reminded me of some incredible shrimp and grits I had at a restaurant called Succotash in D.C. Or Succotash. That was not on the menu, but shrimp and grits was, and it was great. During a little trip to D.C., I took a couple of weeks ago. We're going to play Guess Who in just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you.